Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, it's been a great Christmas so far. We went to a gathering yesterday. I baked a ham and came home from it and came from the most peaceful or into the most peaceful street that I think we've heard in a long time. Reminded me of, I know it wouldn't have been, it would have been more peaceful, but how it must have been, you know, similar to over 2,000 years ago. This morning we had waffles and ham.
We cheated a bit, they're toaster waffles.
Yeah. Don't have the luxury or the time. So it was really good. So anyway, we are going to take care of the presents. The first we're going to do is our stockings from Santa.
Yep, we always play this little tradition, and I kind of described it in another boo, where we play Santa to each other.
Yep.
We have each a stocking, and I put a little something in Michelle, she puts a little something in her, in mine, and it's from Santa. I think there's a bit of the kid at heart in us that just doesn't want Santa
to go.
Die when we grow up. You know?
Exactly. Well, my parents and my family always played Santa to us kids, of course, but they played Santa to each other. They never let it that go. And
no, I sack here, but I think Santa's sack.
I can't do that. Yours, I think, is underneath something and near the front. The flat stockings. Yep, that's yours.
That's mine. There I did. I had this all organized, you see, and then I forgot how I organized which who was on what side of the tree. Here. And then I drop it. Oh. Hearing a little noise in the background, probably those of you that are listening on a good quality speaker or headphone, it'll be a humming, and it'll be our heating system. It's cold today.
Yes. We don't know exactly, but it was cold. Last night, it was minus 25 or so.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
No windshield, so let's dive into these. See if you can dive into the stockings.
Exactly.
Well, Santa left his him and his elves left their choice of foods. Or, I got a little, looks like a candy Toblerone thing.
Yep. Yeah, I got that too.
Those are always so cool. I think I might just have that. I know it's just after breakfast, but it's Christmas.
Yeah. I might have mine after presents.
Wow, this looks like a card.
Yes, it's an iTunes card for $15.
Sweet. I know just what to use that for, too.
There you go.
And well, I do. It's just the right length. His elves were... Well, but I mean, I've had one that I've wanted for bigger purchases, but then there's a few small things that would that I wanted too, and I'd want to go get another one for just that, so.
Well, there you go. And I've got a wrapped little package. So.
Let's see if you can get yours open.
Oh, yeah. A new pop-up MP3 speaker. Awesome. Another one that I got can stay near my bed. And my favorite color, too. Blue.
We made sure of that.
Awesome.
And this comes with the steadfast North Pole guarantee. Anything happens to it in 3 years, you got coverage.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice. Thank you, Santa.
Oh, that's
oh, that's awesome.
Okay, well.
You don't know how much I okay, let's see that.
Let's see that.
You got, it is The New Testament Bible Stories for Children, The Miracle of Jesus. So it's animated. 4 DVD disc set.
Now, first of all, thank you. You may find this odd, those of you in Audio Bulan, that I'm listening to children's things, but, you know, it's like Santa. Some of that stuff never dies. There's production values and that stuff. At the very least, there's voiceover talents, and there's a little bit of those stories coming to life.
Absolutely.
And sometimes that can just bring it to you and just have it planted in your mind and have you see it in a way that nothing else can.
Exactly.
So I am exceedingly grateful.
There you go.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Santa told me that he just, in his workshop, he just was looking around and, you know, he just like, what am I going to get George in his stocking? Oh, there's something. And he was just looking around and it caught his eye. And he pointed out the Sherlock Holmes to me, too.
It looks like it's metal.
Yes, it is.
Sounds like it. More like
it. It was good.
Oh.
So, no, that's awesome.
Oh, I got a nibble.
You know what? I do too. I was a bit ticked yesterday. I used to say, oh, this is a Christmas of hide and seek. Because so many things are, I know we brought them home, but we can't find them. I bought some Terry's chocolate orange. And can't find them. Mm. But.
Got a problem here.
Uh-oh. Yeah. But this makes up for it. Mm.
Just a second here.
Uh-oh, want me to pause?
It's not working. I can't find my pause control. I don't know how much time I got left.
I'll pause it.
There we go. I got 2 minutes left to deal with the other presents.
Okay, we're back.
Usually I have a Christmas record playing at about this time, but I don't know, I just never got to it. Now we're thick in the middle of it, and we want to keep going.
Yep.
Didn't finish nibbling before I decided to check on my recording and discovered I was unable to pause it. Anyways, so that's our stockings, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful as always.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yours is a flat one with a box on top.
I think that's me.
Yep.
Oh, I'll put the things back in my stocking, but I'll get your I think I remember leaning yours up against something to make it easier to find. Because honestly, Michelle, it's not that big.
I believe you. When you bought the gifts, it was like, okay, don't look at the shape. Don't look at how big.
Put this figure out.
Because then I was like...
I just couldn't reach far enough. That's all, but here it is.
Thank you.
Like I said. So one of us should go.
Oh, sweet. That's something I've been wanting. Apple ear pods. Thank you.
I still can't. I mean, the first thing that comes when I hear apple is the fruit. You know, it's something edible.
Exactly.
You don't eat these.
Nope. Nope.
But ear pods, I think you'll love them. They sound terrific.
Oh, I'm looking forward to using them.
I went ahead with the guarantee on them because I don't know how rugged they are. I tend to be very cautious with mine. I always wind them up and stick them in the case, much to the annoyance of anybody who's waiting for me to pack up quickly.
I'm going to try. I'm going to be a good girl and try.
Well, on the Facebook group of Audio Boo buddies, there's postings for how to do it. There's another fellow who's posted instructions on Audio Boo how to do it.
Well, I just might have to... Oh, pardon me. Do that. Well, thank you very much.
Pleasure. I know that you have the regular earbuds, but I know you like these mics. Like when I do a boo with that mic, you like
mm-hmm. They're a more natural sound for a mic, and there's sometimes when, yeah, I love to have my podcast mic, but there's sometimes when I'm out and about, and you know I've got my two hands on my cart. Well,
don't have another hand for that control.
Exactly.
And it's okay to reach a control that's on. You can just reach up and grab it. Anyways, let's get into this present.
Yep.
Christmas. I don't know. Part of it is still about opening presents. I don't think we want it. Even if it's just gifts to each other, I like it.
Yeah, me too. Little surprises. All right. Sweet.
I love where you've got the seams folded over. My first trick is to sort of peel back the tape and pull it.
Yeah. I do that too.
I know that I remind me of, if any of you are familiar with Sesame Street, there's the Christmas Eve on Sesame Street special that's years and years old from the 70s. And Bert and Ernie are a couple of different characters. Bert is sort of a meticulous... very planned out, sober kind of guy. And Ernie's very fun-loving, always laughing and stuff like that. And so Bert is, okay, should I take it from this end, or should I get a scissor? And Ernie's just like, Bert, just open it.
Yeah, that Bert is, you did that almost classic.
Jim Henson. I didn't do Bert as well, but anyways, there's a couple CDs.
Yes, they're both Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Sweet.
And one of them is Dreams of Fireflies on a Christmas Night.
Oh, very inspiring.
And the other one is The Christmas Attic.
Okay, I won't put on a record. I'll throw one of these on.
Dreams of Fireflies is on top.
Okay. No, I'm going to open the other gift first.
Open the other gift, because actually, George, we probably don't have time.
I didn't think so.
I would love to...
go to another gathering with my mother and my aunt, and, well, my side of the family.
Yeah.
Out in Tofield. They said they're coming for us at 10 sharp, which probably means about 9:45.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, this looks like, I wonder if it's what I think it is.
What do you think it is?
It almost looks like a wallet.
Yes, but what kind of wallet?
Oh, you've got to be kidding. I'm opening a zipper. Oh, my goodness. this for SD cards?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you.
I saw them at the source, and I'm like, okay, we can go to London Drugs for the other, but this is perfect for right now, you know?
The other.
Well, there's one that John showed me. It's really flat, and it's a harder plastic, and it snaps shut, you know?
Yeah.
But this, I think I kind of like better because it's small, it's compact.
Oh, I see. You get 2 cards on each page.
Yep.
8 cards in the unit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm always losing cards.
Well, see, and that's what I figured. And this way we don't have to be so critical about, okay, am I going to get a card with a...
I'll buy to my heart's content now because...
With a case.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I never even looked at it. I looked in it first because I'm curious, but then you start looking at how it's made. It's actually really, really nice. It's got a little handle or a loop you can carry it by.
And it'll sit in your computer bag.
Easily.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I think I might just start carrying it there. All right. Let's check it.
Yeah. Doing okay.
Oh, blast it. Oh, this one may not be worth saving. You might have the upload because I had the mic off.
Oops. Okay, well.
You can do this. To avoid the clunking, but.
You can do a small one, because we've got Carol's gifts as well. If you want to do them now or save them until later.
No, I don't. I'm not getting any vocalization at all, so I want you to see it the way it is.
Okay. I'll pause it. There you go.
How are you able to do that and I can't even get it to talk?
I have no idea. I just tap on the pause first. And then double tap. Because single tap selects it.
I can't even find anything. Like, the whole screen was silent to me.
Very interesting. Anyway. Mine went... I hate it when my screen goes dim. I'm going to upload this, folks. And we'll start a small one. I should tell you, George, it was still doing something with our voices. It was still registering.
I'm just playing it now, and it's very faint.
Okay. Well, it's up to you. All right, so I'll catch you in the next one, folks.